All right. While I am testing this thing out, since I'm waiting for my brother, I got all my podcast equipment set up. Me and my brother are going to be doing a podcast to talk about Mayweather versus McGregor. So I'm really excited about that because I'll be able to get, you know, a boxing's point of view, boxing person's point of view we'll be able to give you, as in my brother. And I'll be able to give you an MMA perspective as well, especially since I'm a huge Conor McGregor fan. But while I'm testing this, there's also some UFC fights on tonight, so I figure I'd test this and kind of look at the card again. Haven't seen much leading up to it. Seen a couple of tweets here and there, of course, but still want to talk about it. I know the fighters who are going to be on the card, tell you what fights I'm excited about watching tonight. So, looking at the card right now on my phone. Of course, I know the main event, and I know some of the other fights, but I want to make sure I get everything accurate. So, just kind of looking at the card from bottom to the top. I'm definitely excited to see Brian Kelleher fight. He had a really good debut, and I liked him when he did an interview on the MMA Hour, Brian Boom Kelleher. So, I'm excited to see what his second showing is like against Marlon Vera. Not sure if it's his UFC debut or not. I can check here real quick. But, let me see what we got. He's been in the UFC a while, and he has a couple of wins. So it'll be interesting to see how Brian Kelleher does against him. I think his last win, it looked like, was Brad Pickett. So, yeah, that'll be a good fight to watch. He's been going Chase Sherman. I like his little quarrel with Ariel Helwani on Twitter. That's been fun. But hearing his story was good on the MMA Hour as well. I'm excited to see him fight, see how he does in this fight. Leave on the MMA Hour, you talk about how he lost his debut. I think I remember that fight. I remember his last fight that I believe was fight of the night as well. So I'm interested to see what he can do tonight when he fights. I'm not really making any picks. These are people that I kind of hope wins, but I also want to see what they can do because I haven't really seen much of what they can do. So I'm excited to see, you know, how their second showings are. LaFleur versus Oliveira is going to be a good one. Natal's fighting tonight. But, man, the main card is freaking amazing. It's not one of those cards that are like, you know, pay-per-view or that a casual fan's going to watch, but to me, especially the main card, is a fight where it's like, oh my god, like all these fighters in these fights, I'm excited. Rivera versus Almeida, that's going to be interesting, especially seeing how Jimmy Rivera does. I've heard a lot of talk about him and seeing how Thomas Almeida does as well. Looking at his last fight, of course, he lost to Cody Garbrandt. I remember Cody Garbrandt in that fight, like he was amazing looking in that fight as far as Cody Garbrandt. Then he won his last fight by a KO, TKO. So it's going to be, that's going to be a freaking amazing fight. I'm super excited about that. Just to see how it goes. It's one of those fights where, you know, I'm not sure. I would probably, if I was a betting person, I would probably choose Thomas Almeida. But Jimmy Rivera is good. Looking at his lineup of wins, it's pretty solid. All in the UFC, his last, you know, four wins, so that is going to be a freaking amazing fight. So, let's see what else we got here on the card. So then, Cummins versus Gian Vellante. Patrick Cummins versus Gian Vellante. That's an amazing fight. They got a, you know, pretty sure they put this as like Long Island, like New York versus the world. So, it's going to be interesting to see. After this fight, I'm probably going to be going on a little break and then I'll come back with the last two, the co-main and the main event. But Patrick Cummins versus Gian Vellante is going to be a really interesting fight. I like Gian Vellante, mainly because I like his personality. He's kind of, you know, off and on as far as with his wins and losses, but I think he just kind of likes to make the fight inside exciting and push forward. But he's coming off a loss, so we will see how well he does tonight. And as far as Patrick Cummins, if I can get it to come up before my time is up. Patrick Cummins... So he's kind of off and on as well. So we'll see what both of them produce. But Patrick Cummins' last fight was a win. So we'll see what both of them produce tonight. All right. I am back and continuing on with the co-main and the main event. Like I said, I'm testing this and kind of seeing, just giving you what I'm excited about for tonight, tonight's fights. So the co-main event, I just finished talking about Patrick Cummins versus Gianna Vellante and, Jimmy Rivera versus Almeida. Both of those are freaking amazing fights, and I cannot wait to see what happens. That's one of the biggest things I love about MMA is fights where I'm not really sure what's going to happen. I have a general idea, but still, somebody could surprise you. So the Dennis Bermudez versus Darren Elkins fight, again, another fantastic fight on the main card of this event. And, I mean, Elkins is on a pretty significant winning streak. And I'm pretty sure Bermudez is as well. Dennis Bermudez has been, you know, since the Ultimate Fighter, which I believe he did lose. Yes, he lost by armbar, I believe, to Diego Brandão. But, I mean, still, his last one was a loss to Chang Sung Jung, which was amazing. Chang Sung Jung coming back and winning that fight. But besides that, Bermudez is still a pretty, not pretty, but a very, very solid fighter at 145. So I'm really excited to see how he comes back from his loss against Chang Sung Jung. I mean, I really think that he's one of the better 145ers. I don't know if he'd fare well. I don't think he'd fare well, against a championship caliber, but he's still solid and he's still getting better. And seeing how he does against Darren Elkins is definitely going to be interesting. I know Darren Elkins is a pretty heavy grappler from what I'm remembering. If my memory strikes me well, yep, good wrestler, good grappler. So it'll be interesting to see how those two dynamics clash. Dennis Bermudez, of course, I know wrestled as well. So it'll be interesting to see how these two styles clash. I feel like Bermudez may keep it standing, but we'll see. It's exciting. These aren't any picks. If I were to pick somebody, it'd be mainly me picking with my heart, probably Dennis Bermudez. Not my heart necessarily, but Dennis Bermudez, I think I go for, just because I like his fighting style, and I like some of the things he's done, like who he is as a person. Alright, the main event. Well, I have about 2.5 minutes left-ish. Chris Weidman versus Kelvin Gastelum. Like, this fight, I am so freaking torn. Like, because Chris Weidman is obviously on a pretty bad win streak, but not like, I mean, sorry, losing streak. And it's not a losing streak where he's been getting dominated. Like, all these losing streaks, I feel like, have been just slight, very, extremely slight. But this is a game of centimeters in MMA. They've been slight, but, you know, slight enough to be significant errors that he's made in his last few fights. His last fight with, except maybe his last fight with just Simon Bellator, whose name I can't remember right now for some odd reason, which I'm looking up as we speak, but against Gegard Mousasi. God, can't believe I could remember that. Against Gegard Mousasi, I thought that was very unfortunate. I think that should have been a no contest. I think the way the ref handled that was very bad and shouldn't count as him against a loss, but it is what it is. Yoel Romero, like I said, small. I mean, Yoel Romero definitely made that adjustment and got that knee in there because he saw the way Chris Weidman was doing those takedowns. But I think, from what I remember of the video, Weidman going on takedowns that weren't, you know, weren't susceptible to the knee at first. But the last one he went for was susceptible to that flying knee that Yoel Romero was able to land. And, like I said, game of inches. He was winning it, in my opinion, up until that point. Just like the Gegard Mousasi. Even Luke Rockhold, where they both looked terrible, in my opinion, in that fight. So, even against Luke Rockhold, I felt like he looked really good. But he made that error of throwing went to throw that spinning technique. It was either elbow or spinning back fist. And that cost him. And from there, Luke Rockhold just dominated him. But I felt like up until that point, he was doing pretty well. I would have gave him the rounds in that Luke Rockhold fight. And I felt like he would have ended up that way. So, yeah, this fight's nerve-wracking. But I will be back in 3 seconds-ish. All right. Back again, continuing. So talking about Chris Weidman. Yeah, I feel like he's just had a really bad string of bad luck, really, in my opinion. I was talking to one of my friends, his name was Eric, and in this last fight against Gegard Mousasi, he, you know, we go into it, you know, we're at a bar watching it, me and him with his family, and he's like, you know, I just don't think I'll ever know how good Weidman really is. I'm like, what are you talking about? Of course, I think Weidman's amazing, but he's just, you know, just kind of gone over the weirdness of, you know, most of his fights and the people he's fought. I don't think any of it has really been luck, even though I'm saying his string of losses have been bad luck-ish. I don't know. He pointed that out. I was like, I guess it's one of those things. He's been on such a losing streak where I like feel like he's not dominated, but, you know, been clearly winning on the cards a little bit on his opponents, but then something just happens and it's something weird or something crazy out of nowhere, like the old Romero knee. So that's why I'm really interested in this fight, and it's a dangerous freaking fight. Kelvin Gastelum. So when he was in the Ultimate Fighter, you know, he was the youngest one. He's still super young. He was the youngest one there, and people slept on him the whole entire thing. I remember this was the season that had the person who was basically, you know, felt like it was murdering everybody. Uriah Hall was murdering everybody during the season. And everybody was scared to fight him in the house because he was, you know, sending everybody to the freaking hospital, knocking him out. But when it came to the finale, I forgot where I was and who I was talking to. But I was like, listen, do not sleep on Kelvin Gastelum. When it came to, you know, Kelvin versus Uriah Hall in the finale, I was like, do not sleep on Kelvin. Like, I felt like he was going to win that night, and he did. And most of his other, all the other fights he fought, he just has this unique ability that a lot of fighters don't have to just, like, win. Like, you feel like they're not gonna win, but it's like they are, it's not like they're glaringly good. It's not like they're, you know, Anderson Silva able to pick somebody apart good, or, you know, who has this glaring, you know, technical ability over their opponent, or GSP, who's a tactician. It's just he knows how to win, and it's the weirdest thing to me. Like, he'll be facing somebody, I'm like, oh, okay, this one, it's gonna be a tough fight for him, and then he just, you know, finds a way to win. I mean, of course, he's had a couple losses, lost to Neil Magny. Neil Magny's fantastic, though. Lost to Tyron Woodley, both of those split decisions. So he's just one of those fighters who knows how to win, and even after moving up to 185 when he was at 170. So that's why, like, I really want Weidman to win this fight, but it's super dangerous because Kelvin Gastelum knows how to freaking win. And Kelvin Gastelum, it's not just he knows how to win. Obviously, he's freaking amazing, amazing fighter. So you have that, and I feel like Weidman's the better fighter, but he may not be, you know, especially in this case. So I'm not, it's just, This fight is really dangerous for Weidman. You know, he's on a 3-fight losing streak. Yeah, so Rockhold, Yoel Romero, Gegard Mousasi. He's on a 3-fight losing streak, and this could be his 4th. I don't think they'll cut him after this, but man, like, I'm super, super nervous for his chances just because I know how good Kelvin Gastelum is, one, with his techniques and, you know, how good he is as a fighter, but also because it's just, he continues to surprise me, and he continues to have that weird, unique ability that, you know, little fighters have of just like, man, you don't know how, you know, you feel like they're gonna win, but you don't know how. It's like they're going up against somebody, and it's like, well, crap, man, I feel like he's gonna win, but I don't know how yet, so let's see what happens. I feel like a lot of fights are like that, or not exactly like that, but it's like, all right, let's see what happens on this card. But for him, it's like, every time he goes against somebody, it's like, I feel like he's going to win, but I just don't know how. Like, he's just a winner. So I'm really excited about this card. It has a lot of freaking great fights, especially that main card. And it starts early for everybody who's in the East Coast. So that's a plus. Starts at 8, this Fox card, I'm pretty sure. But that's all I have. Thank you for listening. And see you in a little bit for some Mayweather-McGregor talk.